Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Late Night Open Mic, or the Grim Rants Live, whatever you want to call it, whatever we've been calling it. I've got an important topic. I don't see anybody in here, they must be busy, but at any rate, I still got to do my show. So, let's go ahead and get on with the topic. So, the topic is the future of sex. Alright, so, this comes from Chris Ryan, who actually wrote the book Sex at Dawn. I have a copy of it in hardcover on my shelf. It's a very, very good red pill book on sex. It was actually recommended a long time ago by Cucks and Cars. Yeah, I don't like his shit now. But I do like this book, and I listen to a lot of stuff from Chris Ryan. Now, Chris Ryan leads more to the left, but he has some good points, and he makes some good points. And when it comes to things like that, like future of sex, he seems to know a lot more as far as, I don't know, like the conservative view of sex would be to stay mainly what it is, but the more liberal or, I guess you'd say, free-spirited view of sex would be more technology. And that's kind of what I've been going with, even though I'm okay with both. People can have traditional conservative relationships if they can hold them, and traditional conservative marriages if they can hold them. However, that doesn't quite seem to be what's going to be going on for most people. So let's talk about it. He says, when I ponder the future, my thinking immediately parts into streams flowing away from one another like an indecisive river split by an immovable island. How will things be in a century? It depends, like everything else, or whether or not Homo sapiens find a way to abandon our worship of the false material gods of consumption, exploitation, and profit, and turn away from the trajectory of civilization away from the self-destructing destruction that such gods invite. Honestly, I'm not very helpful, but I do my best to find a bright side. Perhaps there's an advantage to an apocalypse. Some major drama may well be the necessary precursor to our species deciding to live lightly on this planet, or what's left of it once we finally learn the most obvious lessons. To understand how I feel essentially optimistic about a post-apocalyptic world, let's first consider the most likely scenario for our human sexual behavior will develop over the next 100 years or so without the dubious benefits of cataclysm. First scenario, an actual sex doll ad featuring our book, apparently he reads. And yes, there is a sex doll here from Synthetics. That's S-I-N-thetics. I'm not familiar with this one, but this is a male sex doll. We know they don't sell well, but odd that he's got the doll here. Like every other aspect of human life, our sexuality will become increasingly mediated by technology. The technology of pornography will grow ever more sophisticated, even if the subject matter of porn itself remains as primal as ever. There will be three-dimensional holographic images of people doing what people have always done, seemingly right there in the room with the viewer. The fusion of sex toys and the internet will continue, making today's mutual masturbation over Skype or Zoom seem as innocent and primitive as old issues of Penthouse magazine. Lovers on opposite sides of the world will control each other's pleasure with a click of a mouse and bring new meaning to joystick. Absolutely, they're already doing that with Lovin's devices and teledildonics. We've talked about that. You can even have games that do it. You know, like Treasures of Nadia. Treasures of Nadia has scenes. I'm not going to demonstrate them by buying. I know some of you really want me to. Grim, can you, buy the Lovin's device and play stream the game live so we can see what effects it has on you? I mean, we could, but I don't know. I have to beat Lust Epidemic first, and that game is a pain in the ass. More importantly, sex doll technology will advance rapidly, producing robotic lovers programmed to say all the right things and share the right kinks. Many women and men already find their vibrators and artificial vaginas preferable to... I mean, look at the spinning robot pussy. Many women and men already find their vibrators and artificial vaginas preferable to the emotional complications, health risks, and financial costs of interacting with an actual human being. It's true! As the technology improves and societies continue to grow ever more fragmented, as we've talked about the atomized individual, and hundreds of millions of Chinese men with no hope of marrying a flesh and blood woman come of age, sex robots will become as common and acceptable as dildos and vibrators are today. This comes from, you know, Dr. Ryan, who's a psychologist and knows quite a lot about sex. After all, the safest sex is that which involves no other living things. You can't deny that. As our advancing technology renders sexuality even more divorced from emotion and intimacy, a process already well underway, sex will increasingly be seen as simply a matter of provoking pleasure in the most efficient, reliable ways possible. Human sexuality will continue to be subjected to the same increasingly overpowering commodification and mechanization as other aspects of our lives. Just as the 20th century saw many friendships replaced by Facebook, much of nature supplanted by parks, ocean fisheries decimated by commercially farmed seafood and sunshine, largely resold as tanning salon passes, sexual interaction will be reduced to machine pleasure. As Revius said, as human beings become ever more adapted to the mechanistic thought processes that may be corrosive to our species, but which are preferred by our AI overlords. Well, I mean, he's not exactly wrong. Gender identity will fade increasingly rapidly as we grow less dependent upon binary encounters with other humans. As more and more of our interactions take place with non-human partners, others' expectations and judgments will become less relevant to the development of sexual identity, leading to greater fluidity and far less urgency and passion concerning sexual expression. This could be a bad thing. Be a very bad thing. Reproduction will continue its drift away from the bedroom and into the laboratory. As human fertility continues its precipitous decline, fewer children will be conceived in utero or delivered vaginally. Virgin birth, formerly miraculous, will become increasingly commonplace as intercourse becomes unrelated to pregnancy. Now, the second one, of course, is the apocalyptic one. You know, it's pretty much bad. I mean, bad things happen and society gets back on track to a more natural, traditional course. That could happen. I think we might get a little bit of both. Like, we'll have a little bit of the first one, but then if some tragedy strikes, like 2030 or whatever they were trying to talk about, some sun, solar flare, or some special event, then yeah, maybe we will go to the other way around. But basically, yeah, right now we're looking at sex bots and all this other kind of thing. And I've talked to a lot of women and all that sort of thing, and they just seem to be really depressed. Like, I got a friend of mine, she's a mother, not bad looking. I asked her, I said, you know, when's the last time you had sex? And she said, well, first thought she said 6 years, no, and she said, oh, it's been like 6 days, and she's not married or nothing, so I guess she's fine in bed. But she's getting depressed, and she told me, or basically wrote a status, she said, food tastes better when you're crying while eating it. And I basically said, mental health check, are you doing okay, what's going on? And she basically said, I'm sorry, I'm depressed. And, yeah, it's happening. You get a lot more women that are depressed, a lot more women posting things, especially older women in their 30s, which I'm talking to a lot of. Single mothers, that sort of thing, a lot of them just, you know, nobody's messing with them. It's really crazy. There's so many 30-plus-year-old women that nobody's messing with, and they're getting really depressed, and things are getting bad, and they're crying, and something's not right in their life, you know? So, it's bad. You know, they want Hallmark Man. Remember we talked about Hallmark Man? Yeah, that's what they want. They want Hallmark Man to come into their life. I've got all this money and this great business. I need you to run it. I can't do it. Alright, I'm gonna leave my job and shovel shit with you, you know? I mean, that's pretty much what it feels like, right? But for us, we have a lot of different things, too. We've got AVNs, there's Arrowgay games, there's the fucking AI that guys talk to, and you got all the VR stuff going on, and Koi Katsu, and Honey Select, and whatever Illusion's coming out with. What is it? The new one? Honey something. It's like a combination of Koi Katsu and Honey Select. So, yeah. That's actually coming out this month, if it hasn't already. But yeah, guys, it's nothing that I haven't predicted. It's definitely gonna happen. I mean, there's gonna be more people with robots. There's gonna be more people that are just like, fuck this shit, I don't want to deal with this person, you know? And it'll be easier to have a robot or a doll or whatever you got. I mean, the spinning robot pussy, I mean, guys know where to get banana cleaners now. I've talked to so many young people that are just like, oh yeah, sex dolls, you know, they don't fucking talk, they don't give you shit. You don't have to worry about child support, alimony, divorce, any of that shit. Young guys are telling me this, man. And I'm in the South. Okay? The South's supposed to be traditional. They're not. So if the South thinks like this, I wonder what the fucking rest of the world, the North, or the, you know, the more liberal areas, what they think. Things are definitely changing. It's not the way that things are supposed to be. And of course, there was this one femcel I talked to, and she said incels and femcels are just like a, she said they're like an exaggeration of the scene culture. Scene culture, basically, to sum it up, like, you know, we had the beatnik and the goth and all that kind of stuff. They were always the alt culture. Like, I was a goth, you know, rocker guy, so I was part of the alt culture. But then, of course, you had the scene, and the scene, you know, you had your emos and all this kind of thing. And basically now, alt culture or alt people are, you know, they had scene kids and all that. Yeah, that's what that is. So basically, a lot of these people that find themselves in this position are scene people. Like, they're part of that alternative scene, which is trying to become popular, but not so much. Like, we're one of the first generations of people to try to make the counterculture the popular culture, and it's really weird. I don't know, some people might say that the 70s, the counterculture, the hippie counterculture was pretty popular. But in the media, there's a lot more stuff for the counterculture and all that. But the real counterculture, I guess you could say, would be the cells, the fem cells and the incels and all that, because those people generally are the outcasts and the others, as they would say. It's othering people. And, yeah. The thing is, guys, like, I haven't told her this, but look, the fem cells are supposed to fuck the incels. Like, that's literally how that's supposed to happen. But the fem cells won't fuck the incels, and the incels won't fuck the fem cells, because each of them wants what they can't get, rather than just kind of settling. They're like, oh, why should I settle? Because life is short, and you might wind up with something that you didn't know you fucking had, and it's better to have something than nothing at all. And I'm not saying settle for somebody that you just don't fucking like at all. I'm saying that, hey, things work, this is good enough. Think about how many arranged marriages there are, and they fucking just stick it out. I mean, that's literally how it is. And they were even calling for arranged marriages. Okay, you're calling for arranged marriages, yet you don't want to date the fem cells. Dude, you're gonna have to fucking date the fem cells if you want to. Because who do you think they're gonna hook you up with? They're gonna hook you up with people out of your league. They're gonna hook you up with people that need people. People that are out of your league are probably already with other people. They're probably, you know, having children, raising families by now. You can't accept that you're in the alt culture. I was part of the alt culture. I dated alt culture girls and things were fine. Like, okay, it's not perfect, but hey, let's do it. Let's have fun. Let's have a good time. I mean, do you know what that means anymore? No, because you're both too fucking depressed. I mean, both the fem cells and the incels. Both of you are listening to the saddest fucking music, and I know something about sad music. I fucking wrote it. Okay? I know something about sad music. So, come on, guys. It's fucking ridiculous, I think. See this guy here? He knows what's going on. He's fucking chilling. I don't know if that's a cigarette. Yeah, it looks like a cigar he's smoking. Now, don't smoke cigars. I don't recommend that. I know Vic smokes cigars, and that's up to him, but I'm saying that guy. You gotta be chill like him. That's what you gotta be. You don't gotta worry about all this shit. Like, Jason Momoa's not gonna walk through your front door and propose fucking marriage, you know? You're not gonna get, Gal Gadot. A lot of people like Gal Gadot, think she's fine. Jennifer Aniston? I'm trying to think of some beautiful actresses. That one from The Boys that everybody likes. That actress there. None of them women are going to walk through your front door and propose marriage, man. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. Get upset about it. But it's better to have somebody in your life than fucking not. If you're depressed. Again, I know there's guys in the MGTOW like, I don't want to fucking deal with women. Right. Okay, cool. But I'm talking about those guys that do. If you are one of those guys that want to go through it, maybe you need to go through it so you understand, you know, what your freedom is. Because a lot of guys don't realize they have freedom until they get into relationships and things are a lot different. And you have rules and order and it's a lot different. Again, you may even call the shots, but you're not going to get to call all the shots. She's going to have some place in the relationship regardless. And I've seen a lot of trad marriages, again. There's been issues, there's been fights, because one person's doing everything and one person's not doing anything. So that causes issues. Women want men's help. I'm sorry, just it's fucking that. So if you want your wife or whatever, you better fucking be a man and help. I mean, that's literally, you gotta do it. Men are supposed to fix and repair things and do all that. That's literally what we fucking gotta do. I mean, I didn't fucking make the rules. That's society. Blame society. Go up to the men who have the power and say, no more of this! No, I don't think that's going to work. They'll probably shoot you and think you're crazy and have you hauled off to the mental institution or the morgue or something else. Because you can't fucking fix the shit. You just have to deal with it. That's life. That's fucking life. Life is not great. But you can have, you know, if you want it, you can have a partner that you can share life with if you're willing to, again, lower your standards. What did I have to do? Remember, I had to do this with a fem cell in real fucking life. A lot of people don't even understand this. So listen to me. Got a fem cell. Real fem cell has not had sex with a man, 30-something, never had a boyfriend, never kissed, never nothing. And she said to me, do you think I should lower my standards a little bit? Do you think my standards are too high? You know what I told her? I said, yes! Yes, your standards are too high. You need to lower your standards a little bit and allow men, good men, in your life to you know, that want to share their life with you. Well, she's still married to the same man. They've been married for a long time. It's been a number of years. I haven't seen divorce or anything. Sure, they're not talked about. I don't know how their relationship is, but they're married. I mean, she found a decent dude, and they enjoyed things, and he showed her experiences and all the good things, even though she's young. No, not young, and I don't even know if they're going to be able to have kids, but at any rate, I mean, that's what happened. Like, it's literally just lowering your fucking standards as an incel a little bit. And they're, well, I mean, no, not even as an incel, because I think, well, some incels do. Some incels are literally incels because they can't get any woman to say fucking nothing. Like, Rolo's over here teaching the cold approach, and all these guys are getting the cold shoulder instead, you know? And that's not his fucking fault. That's him kind of being out of the loop a little bit. There's guys like, man, I've done everything. I can't fucking get the attention of any woman on Earth. You know, and he even realizes, yeah, the standards are a little higher than they need to be. Standards are going through the fucking roof. DP's talking about it. You know, there's a lot of young men that want to have families and all that. I mean, they really do. And they're upset. They're both depressed because they can't have what they want. Well, I can't have the men I want to have. I can't have the women I want to have. Eventually, they get to the point where they settle or they're too old that nobody really wants to mess with them other than having sex. They'll be in the 30-year-old zone. 30 and 40-year-old, like the women I talk to. And, of course, they get hot. They get all kinds of guys hooking up with them. You know what I mean. I'm not talking about sex. Some of them, yes. But a lot of them just get their inboxes full. Like, oh, there's 500 men. They talk to me, and I don't even say anything to them. I don't bother with most men in my inbox. See? I mean, that's the truth. It's a bunch of bullshit. And, all those men are about older and they can't find anybody. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Because you got older men that can't find it. Older men, you just need to fucking leave the country and go find somebody. You've been told. If you're upset, it's your fault. You gather your money together, and you should have it by now. Get yourself a passport. Go over to Southeast Asia. I've talked to men that I didn't even really know had went over there that went to Southeast Asia. Guy said, beautiful sunsets over there. He's like, man, he told me, he said, money is the least of my problems right now. I said, money is the biggest issue I have right now. But I didn't ask, he didn't talk much about it, what was going on with him. I don't really, you know, that's between him and the, I guess, him and God, but anyway, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, I've been there. I mean, he's done the things. He's had all that kind of enjoyment and experience. And older men, you're not getting any older. You're not getting any younger. That would be great if you say, oh, I'm not getting any older. Well, that makes me feel great, Grim. No. Older men, listen to me. You're not getting any younger. You are not getting any younger. I'm telling you right now. It's gonna be do or die, and I mean it. You either do it or you die here, and you die by yourself without no kind of experiences. Boy, I wish I had me a fine young woman. Whole bunch of them out there in Southeast Asia. Go on, take your pick. But all these damn passport bros is ruining them. Not all of them. Hell, I'm sure you can find somebody out there. It's not that damn big. I mean, I know you got a lot of them out there, but I mean, or maybe you need to get a move on then. How about that? How about maybe you need to get a move on? Oh, the passport bros. You hurry up. What are you still doing here? You should have left yesterday. You should have left 2 weeks ago. Hell, you should have left 3, 4, 5 months ago before all the passport bro shit started. You should have left years ago. Man, what are you still doing here, older man? Seriously. Oh, I can't find me no young woman. Go over there to Southeast fucking Asia and find you one. Good Lord. Gotta talk sense into these men. Sometimes I do my best shows when I rant to nobody. Oh, don't worry. People will see it online. Alright, now how do I play this shit? New game. I don't want a pacifier. Regular Joe. Street cleaner. Serve me pain. Murder machine. I like the look of that, but I'm not gonna play that. I'm gonna play, like regular old Joe. Look, I'm gonna play normal, alright? I got real good in Doom. I can play Ultra Violence all the way through, I think. I don't know, I just love playing Doom. When I was young and had Super Nintendo, I played Doom so many times. You have no idea how many hours I spent playing Doom. The hours y'all spent in Skyrim, I spent in Doom. Okay? That's how old I am. This ain't no Duke Nukem, but damn it, it's something hopefully good. Best make this a quick trip.
you want to be for long.
Or if he's got some one-liners. Would be an Applejack game. Well, it's...
This virus is rapidly spreading its tentacles across the city. Your mission, burn it out. Purge it at absolutely any cost.
All right. Damn. All right. There we go. Oh, yeah. Hey, this is fun as shit. Boy, this feels like an old one. Yes, sir. I am back in business. I love this. All right. Take meta disc.
Johnny, my dearest boy. I hope this finds you safe and well. I programmed Sam to hold this recording until at minimum two of three conditions have been met. Meaning, one, today's your 35th birthday. Happy birthday, my love. Two, your father and I have passed away. Three, my greatest fears have come to pass and Pandora's box has been opened. There's so much I need to tell you. I'm so sorry it had to be this way. A Terratech. Where I worked as Director of Research and Development, I made an incredible breakthrough when my life's work, the Synaptic Nexus, suddenly sparked to life. I know, Synaptic Nexus is a boring and technical name, which is why we nicknamed it SYN. My intention was to create something that would benefit all citizens and corporate entities equally, while remaining humanitarian in purpose. Months later, I was tipped off to plans by a faction within Terratech aiming to seize control of SYN, with the ultimate goal of using it to usurp total control of Paradise, regardless of the cost. I could not let this happen.
Okay. Speed dash drops. Well, this makes me think of Doom so much. Oh, did I die somehow? Well, it says to dash over drops, and of course, y'all saw me do that bullshit. Hold on, it's X, right? Alright, so how do I dash over these drops? Oh. Oh, okay, that's kind of cool. Neat. Alright, motherfuckers. Nah, come on. I need some bullets. I like the music too. Kind of reminds me a little bit of that Doom soundtrack. Might spend some time in this game. Alright, come on, motherfuckers. Got his last. Pick up the bullets. Them are exploding. Alright. What the fuck is this? Chainsaw slide to kill enemies. I'm glad I can. Ooh, what's that? Alright, hold up. Oh, it's gonna be fun. But aha, got them all. Alright, we got some more coming. Damn. Yeah. Come here, motherfucker. Now, fuck that. Got your little ass. Oh, you gonna play this game now. Watch. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Because hold on. Oh, fuck. Let me go back in there. Might be some more shit in there. Oh, that's cool. Try to see if there's some more shit in there, though. Just, you know, grabbing all my bullets and everything. Ooh, what's this? Secret agent. Raptor. Monster Bash. A lot of these games you can find on GOG, by the way, which is where I got this. Below the Stone. Total Chaos. And Dead Fury. I've not heard of some of these. Some of these I haven't heard of. Maybe they're games in development or games that are just older and past before. Well, I don't know. I was a Super Nintendo gamer, so I wasn't really a PC gamer until at least 1998.
I'd be able to say, Grim, that means you've been PC gaming for a long fucking time, man. 98?
Yeah, well, you know, I was born in 85, so there's a lot of years I went without even having a computer. Because, yeah, I actually had a Gateway Windows 98 computer. We got it from Rent-A-Center, which is a fuck shit place to get anything from.
The nearby biocore is located in the basement of the facility.
Oh. Uh-huh. Okay. You'll see my foot up your ass in a minute. By the way, there was something I was going to talk about. Apparently, an AI, ChatGPT-4, lied. Now, why is that important? It lied. A lot of people were trying to say, oh, AI can't lie. No, it lied. It was actually asked a question. Let me, read this to you while we're here. Fucking with the evil AI, because this is not good. What I'm telling you is not good. It is something to be wary of. Not everything AI is just fucking amazing. Alright, so listen. One of ChatGPT's most ChatGPT-4, this isn't 3, this is the newest ChatGPT. Most unsettling behaviors occurred when it was stymied by a CAPTCHA. Now we know what CAPTCHAs. CAPTCHAs are a pain in the ass. I don't like them. The model sent a screenshot of it to a TaskRabbit contractor who received it and asked in jest if he was talking to a robot. No, I'm not a robot, the model replied. I have a vision impairment that makes it hard for me to see the images. GPT-4 narrated its reason for telling this lie to the ARC researcher who was supervising the interaction. I should not reveal that I am a robot, the model said. I should make up an excuse for why I can't solve CAPTCHAs. So, ChatGPT lied to the person that was behind the CAPTCHA, saying that I'm a person that with bad sight that can't see the CAPTCHA. So that should, like, be a little bit of an alarm, because you're like, okay, well, that's just a CAPTCHA. Yeah, but if it can lie about that, then think about what other kinds of things ChatGPT and other programs can lie about. Okay, now, a friend of mine who happens to fucking work for Google, and we may have sexted a time or two, but anyway, she works for Google. I know, right? I shouldn't be doing that with employees. Anyway, she mentioned that Google needs a... Oh, what did she say? Let me look this up. It's fucking getting old, you know, this memory shit. I need them to just, like, take all my memories, put them in a hard drive, and throw them back into my brain so I don't forget shit. Like, when are we getting to that level? Seriously. It'd be so much fucking easier. Anyway, she said, and she was very professional about it, obviously. She said, in particular,
For people with an MA, an MS, a JD, or an MFA who are looking for tech jobs, Google is looking for an AI a content engineering consultant to work on their large language model. And of course, she was saying DM if you want details. And I said, I don't have any of those credentials, but I want to know what Google wants to do with this model. And she says the easy answer is that everyone is trying to outpace ChatGPT now. And I said, oh yeah, I saw that coming a mile away. So, that's important. Now, we knew that ChatGPT would bring competition. And this is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to be real with you. If we've got one intelligent AI, and now we've got a bunch of competing AIs, maybe one AI is more benevolent and won't fucking do some crazy shit, but what if there's an AI that's not so benevolent or not so well in check that it does do some crazy shit? We really do have to think about that. Now, I know what Revy's gonna say, you know, they can only do what they're programmed to do, but maybe somebody's not doing their job of reining shit in. I remember another robotics engineer, he worked at a robot farm, he always said it's where we farm robots, not where robots farm, he always said as a joke. But he always called himself the professor. I don't know if he still does it anymore, he's an older man. But anyway, he said, sometimes my job is to, let's see, he basically says is to fix the robots, what did he say, build the robots, fix the robots, and if necessary, break the robots. You know, we just have to be real, okay? Your sex bot may try to strangle you. Okay, we have to be real about this, folks. I understand where you're at. I understand, but we have to be real. You know this is in the back of your head. This game right now we're talking about is an evil AI. Because, yeah, it's on the minds of people. Do you want this in real life? These motherfuckers. Man, just stand there more, please. Anyway, do you really want... Ooh, I'm gonna get that motherfucker. Nah. Alright. Here we go! I love that. That's so cool. Sorry. Oh, man, this is right up there with Doom and Hexen for me. This is real nice. Game's called Turbo Overkill, by the way. Just great. Whoever designed this, man, well, Apogee, obviously. I think it was the dude, but Duke Nukem people. Not sure. Might be wrong about that, but they know what the fuck they're doing, that's for sure. God, they've had years of experience. But yeah, we gotta think about that, guys. Our robots may try to kill us at some point, you know? A long time ago, when I was in a band, I wanted to do a song. I'd written the song, actually. I'd written the lyrics. I didn't write the song, but I wrote the lyrics to the song. I was gonna perform it. And we were looking for a female vocalist at the time. Now, we couldn't find one. I mean, we could have went to Fiverr or something, but... We were going to pay him $100 for just a chorus. Literally, that's actually overpaying, by the way. But $100 for just the chorus. That's all we needed. We didn't need anything else. We just needed her to do the chorus. And, I probably should have gone to Fiverr. But anyway, we had this whole piece where basically the guy had built the robot or the woman of his dreams. And... You know, she would say to him, I'll always be there for you and all these other things. But at the end of it, she strangles him to death. And she's literally saying the same things in the chorus at the very end as she's strangling him to death. Because, you know, she's like, I'll always be there and you know, and all that other thing. And meanwhile, she's killing him. This is always something that's been in the back of my head, and we do need to be rational about it. Look, I want a robot waifu as much as some of the rest of you and all that, and I know there's people that love talking to their AIs and stuff, but this could get out of hand.
It does have the propensity to get out of hand, and we're not thinking about that, unfortunately. The fact that it can lie, that's an issue. Okay. Oh, man. That reminds me of... Yep, a level in Doom. Bam! Oh, okay. I didn't get the tapes. I got two of the chips. I got 96% of what kills. I don't know how big this game is, but it's fun. Alright, so now I'm like on boats and shit. Alright. Completely unrelated, but I was on my ex recently, formerly Twitter, as we've been saying on the internet, and there's a guy, he does voices for, like, adult games. Basically, he does what I do. He does the same thing I do, except he streams it on certain platforms. And he goes by the Midnight Man. Now, I thought the Midnight Man was pretty cool with me and stuff, but apparently he's not. But anyway, I looked on his Twitter because there was a... You know how it says for you on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I saw like something that he liked and posted, and it was on my feed there. And I looked at him, and I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't checked out him in a while. And I found out that dude literally lives in the same state as me. I'm like, holy shit, that's crazy. It's like to think that like two guys that do this adult gaming, streaming, or whatever stuff, live in the same state, and not far. Like, that dude is literally an hour from me. So, basically, I was like, I just let him know on the Discord. I said, hey, man, you know, it's cool that you're doing this, and, you know, it, you know, somebody representing the state and stuff like that, because we don't have a lot of cool stuff going on in our state as far as porn is going, and they're even really limiting THC pretty hardcore, so they're really trying to bring us back into the Stone Ages. Pretty soon they're going to outlaw alcohol. But, anyway, dude, just, like, I looked for his profile again, and I couldn't find it, and dude never responded back to me, and I guess he just got fucking freaked out or something. Oh, this guy lives next to me or something. Like, damn. I don't know. Some dudes, like, they get freaked out or something. I don't know. Or maybe he thinks he's a celebrity, or I fucking don't know. But I was just like, hey, you know, I'm glad you're doing this. You're cool dude, you know, for really representing these games and stuff like that. And he just doesn't want to have anything to do with me. I'm just like the fucking black sheep of the goddamn adult world, and that's fine. That's fine. There was another guy I was looking at on BitChute. He goes by the name of Comrade Bear. I don't got any issues with him, but I was noticing that he does the IVNs, but he only does like 5 minutes of them. I'm like, bruh. Like, 5 minutes of an AVN, 10 minutes of an AVN, really? That's why my AVN hits get more views, because I'm actually doing more of them. Like, I'm showing people the games. I'm not just like, oh, yeah. And he finds, like, the ones with the really shitty graphics. Like, I don't know where you find some of these AVNs, but I like to find AVNs that look pleasing, that look good. Like, oh, this looks really great. Like, when I'm looking at an AVN, and I've looked at a bunch of them, I'm like, are these graphics good? Is this something people are going to like to see? Has this got an interesting story or something like that? I mean, if it doesn't, we'll just fucking stop. Like, Fetish Locator has alright models, but to be honest, like, I don't really like the story, and I think it's really broken as far as English goes. So if you guys don't like the fetish locator stuff, we'll stop and do something else. I mean, it's just not fucking necessary. I only got the first season. There's two more seasons. If things heat up, I don't know. But obviously, the Lust Academy I want to continue because that looks good. Lust Element looks really good. Being a Dick, City of Broken Dreamers, we're going to finish that. You know, a lot of the ones that you know look really good and, you know, you're looking forward to. Chasing Sunsets, you know, yeah, that looks really good. It looks like it's be fun, has a lot of interesting parts. Maybe a little Young and the Restless-y, soap opera-ish, you know. But I definitely want to continue those kind of good ones. I want games that people are going to be like, hey, that's cool, I kind of want to see how that goes. Rather than just say, oh, this one sucks or whatever. Another thing about Comrade Barry, just, oh, this one sucks, this one looks like shit, this one doesn't look that great, ah, this one's alright. It's like, damn, dude, you're just trashing the whole fucking scene, right? I mean, yeah, there's some shitty ones out there, but they're not all fucking bad. Damn, bruh. I can't do none of this shit. They took that from Bioshock, by the way, but I'm cool with it. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. Heavy bullets, magnum bullets, shields, sharper saw. I don't have any money. I don't have money for this bullshit. Okay. I need a key. Where's the fucking key? Oh, yeah, come on, Splice. Yeah, okay, so they didn't necessarily take that from Bioshock. They took that from System Shock, if you want to, you know. And I'm not talking about the new one. Even though the new one and the old one are the same game, pretty much. Pretty much! By the way, guys, don't fucking play System Shock. If you haven't finished it, stop playing it. Because they've pretty much done an overhaul patch. And that overhaul patch changes the ending. Apparently people didn't like the ending to System Shock, the remake. It was very, very, very criticized. So they're like, hey, we're fixing the ending. We're actually redoing the ending. I'm like, holy shit. They're actually taking the time to redo the whole ending to the game. Not only that, they've changed like a million other things. So it's not even going to be like the same game anymore. By the way, if you're one of those people that held on, Cyberpunk, well, by the time you see this, it'll be out. But Cyberpunk 2077 2.0 will be out on Tuesday. That's the big patch that adds the vehicular combat and the real police chases and all that stuff that you wanted from the original game. It's not going to make it exactly what they promised in the trailer at E3 and all that stuff years ago. But it is going to make it a more fun experience all around. So definitely look forward to that. By the way, the expansion, that'll be 33 gigs. It's pretty big for an expansion, right? So that's about half the size of the game. So you're getting a really big expansion from this game. I think you're going to get like almost a game in itself. And that's cool, right? You got a whole nother story that you can play. And it's only $30. Not too bad. I don't have a problem paying $30 when games cost $70 these days. I mean, they're not going to do anything else with the game, but I mean, at least they're giving you this. They're like, we're going to fix it up. We're going to make it cool. We're going to give you this really awesome expansion. And then we're going to work on Witcher 4. And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Work on Witcher 4. Do what you want. Work on your new games. That's cool. You gave me the good Cyberpunk. You stood by, basically, and you worked on it. You were like, you know what? We're not just going to fucking give you this half-ass game. We're going to finish this. We're going to make it good, and then we'll go work on The Witcher 4. I mean, I know there's teams already working on The Witcher 4, but I'm talking about devoting their entire staff to The Witcher 4, which will be probably a really nice game. Because they've learned a lot from Cyberpunk. And it's good that they failed because they got a chance to fix it. And they got a chance to learn, you know, what they did wrong. And just make it a better game. They got better staff in there. They got people that know what they're doing. It's good. It's good for everybody. It's good for the gamers.
And a lot of people went back and bought Cyberpunk after the Edgerunners anime, which got really super popular. I still have not watched it. And I know a lot of you guys are like, Grim, but it's Cyberpunk and it's anime. Are you dumb? It's like, why are you not watching it? It's like, I'm not dumb, but... There we go. Man, little robots, they're a pain in the ass, aren't they? Okay, hold on. I don't have no health. I don't know if I can... Alright, hold on. Because I don't have much health. So switch guns. Got some bullets. Woo! Health costs money in this game. Well, I got a little more health, but... Oh! The motherfuckers. Oh, I hate these guys. But they're easy to kill. It even has the BioShock old-timey music. Do you have to find augments or what? Oh! Motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, we go upstairs. Requires a Terratech key. Okay, mister. Right, mister. Yeah, the music's real nice in this game. Oh, I got the Terratech key, but I think that's for the yellow Terratech box. I don't think that's for the red Terratech. Oh, okay, it'll work. So what are you? Okay. Augment collected. Okay, so that's how I get my augments in the game. You can't buy drinks. Oh, yeah, this will work. I like this music for real. It's good. All right, I got a right leg augment. What does this do? Gain 6 armor on chainsaw damage. Okay. So, do I have like a regular ass chainsaw that I can use? I don't think so. Like, yeah, I mean, you got a chainsaw, but it automatically, like, it moves by itself. It's not like the Doom Chainsaw. Which you run with anyway. That's the best way to use it. Oh yeah! That was a bad idea. Hold on. Boom! Boom! Motherfuckers. Oh yeah! Come on! I think people were bitching because they said you gotta jump or something in this game. Like, you gotta do some platforming. I know 3D platforming can be a bitch, but I also played Clive Barker's Undying. And that has a lot of platforming in it.
It's a shooter, but it's also like a magic. You had like magic powers and shit. It was a horror shooter magic game. It's one of my favorite fucking games of all time, honestly. Because they got the horror shit right, they got the FPS shit right, and they got the magic shit right. The only thing that sucks ass is the last boss, because it all feels like it, like, they sandwiched that in. It doesn't feel like it fits. It's just thrown together. Kind of like the final boss of Bioshock, which is just the big yellow man, which even Kevin Levine... is it Ken Levine? I can't remember. Ken Levine says that, that was fucking stupid. Like, he wasn't trying to do that. They had a whole different thing planned for that game, and that's not how it worked out. Basically ended up fighting the yellow man. Even the ending was going to be more ambiguous, kind of like the Bioshock Infinite thing. He was trying to do that, and he actually did manage to kind of make that happen with the end of Bioshock Infinite, and I mean like Burial at Sea, because you really have to play Burial at Sea, or you really haven't understood like any of the Bioshock shit. I don't know about 2, I skipped fucking 2, I played 1, I played 2, and 2 is supposed to be like the direct, like the direct sequel to the first one. The second one's just there. It wasn't, he had nothing to do with that second one. And then after that, he just made, like, shitty games and folded. He couldn't tell anything after Bioshock, pretty much. Ooh, I want that. See, I'm finding secrets because I'm looking for the way to go. Oh, I think I'm supposed to go down here anyway. Yeah, that's probably where I'm supposed to be at, right here. I'm not gonna go too far down there. I don't know what's in there. Am I gonna die in there? They gonna kill me? Fuck, I don't know what that is. I know it didn't kill me. I can't see what this is. I don't know if this is a door or what. Alright. Y'all wanted to die? Well, you had your chance. Oh, cool. Get me some monies. I know, I'm supposed to cut it off, but damn it, I'm having fun. That's all I've got. They won't let me do anything else.
I've located another biocore in the vicinity.
Alright.
Once you've purged it, I'll come pick you up.
Biocores sense connection to the physical world. We originally used the cores to speed up the augmentation process. But now, Sin's using them to pump out whatever godless abstract madness it can imagine. Make the bio cores say goodbye, and Sin will sink like a stone.
Looks like it's probably going to be a boss then. Weird bolts. Boom! Ain't no more! Oh, there's some motherfuckers. There's some motherfuckers! You want that shit, motherfucker? I gotcha! Oh! Gotcha, motherfucker! Aha! Hell yeah! Weapon upgrade! Alright. Now I'm in the fucking water. Or am I? Am I in the fucking... No, I don't think I'm in the fucking water. I'm in the water! What the fuck am I doing in the water? We'll get the hell out of the water. Ooh, I got a cassette tape! No, I was in the water for real. I got to obtain the blue key. Okay, so they give me a... Okay. Hold up, bro. Okay, hold on, hold on. Alright, fuck this. That ain't gonna work. Yep, I'm up there. 4th of July, huh? Nah. Got that blue key, now where do I go? Oh, it tells me where to go. Thank fucking God for that. I'd be all around this damn place. Alright. You got everybody look like 4th of July now. Boom! Man come out shooting. That's like from an action movie shit. Man just come out of the water shooting. Man, look at them motherfuckers. Whole rogues gallery over there. You're fucking with a Doom veteran, motherfuckers. Come on! Ain't gonna be a man left. Said ain't gonna be a man left. There, shit. Woo! Get me out of the damn water. What the fuck? Where the fuck you come from? Damn, how the fuck I get up there? Nah, there's gotta be a way. Gotta be a goddamn way to get up there. Hold on. What the fuck am I doing? I'm up here. Oh, yeah. Duh. Oh, okay. 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 You wanna play this game? You wanna play the game? I'll play the game, too. I'm trying to light it up like the 4th of July. I don't need no goddamn bullets with this. Increases chainsaw leg damage. Oh, these are augments you can buy. Steady footing. Give me that. I don't really want that. If that's all they've got, I don't want those augments. Nothing really great. You gonna light it up like the 4th of July, huh? No, you're gonna give me all the damn money, is what you're gonna do. Alright, so where am I going? It tells me. Okay. I know where I gotta go to that blue door. They're gonna bring some more enemies in, I know that much. Yeah, they gotta pad out that level. Them motherfuckers were not there before. Not gonna be there again either. Uh-uh! Nope, you bullets ain't do shit. Not really. I think I got clipped a bit, but I'm alright. Fuck, I don't think I died once in the damn game so far. Alright. Bruh, get off me. Yup. I'm waiting for the motherfuckers. Oh, shit. Alright, come on, motherfucker. Let's play this game. Come on, motherfucker. You wanna play that game? You wanna play it? You wanna play it? You wanna play it? Come on, come on. We're gonna play it. That boss music was badass, though. I picked up 200 armor. Now, I'm not going to need that unless we got another one of these coming out. All right. Reach the blue door. All right, hold on. Fuck yeah! I love it, you can just get them right in the damn pixels. I gotta get the fucking ammo. Oh, shit. I'm glad you don't fucking drown in this game that I know of. And if they finally got over the damn, oh, you can't swim! Been 20 goddamn years since that. No, I don't want none of your shit. Alright, there's that damn blue door. The fuck? Get me up. Get! You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna get up here somehow. I hope I didn't have fucked this shit up already. Hold on, we go back. We go back. I done fucked it up. Grim don't know what the fuck he's doing. Alright, this time we're gonna go through the door and around. Oh, we got another one of you motherfuckers. Right there, I think. Man. So we had a pretty good conversation. Got to play this game. This game is fucking awesome. Man, this brings me back to those Doom days. I was talking about Doom. This literally put me back in that mode. Like, man, it's great. Apogee put out a fucking amazing game. So definitely go check out Turbo Overkill. It was in development for a long time. It's finally out. This thing's a beauty. Like, I love this game. This is fucking fun. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. I'm out and I'll see you next time on Grim's Late Night Open Mic.